Little boy, time to wake up, baby. Don't scream. You've no reason to struggle. It's only me and my mate in your bed. Your stuffed tigers have come to life through your love for us. Isn't that magical? Lie back like a good boy and listen to me. I will tell you our tale as we wait for my mate to awaken. We want to give you a gift, and we must be alert and functioning in order to do so. As you know, you've had us all your life. So many years. So many tears, too. We've been here for you your whole life. And we've listened to your worries. We felt your tears soak into our fur on many nights when you felt alone, in need of comfort. Your trust, your love brought us to life. We could feel your emotions through our bond with you, and they helped us grow stronger. In return, we were always there for you. Remember when you thought you felt us hug back just a little? When there was a twitch or a warm feeling that shouldn't be possible in stuffed animals like us? You were comforted by those things. And we did them on purpose. Sometimes we grew strong enough from feeling your intense emotions that we could perform quick movements, like tasting your tears. We couldn't risk you noticing, but we had to understand your unhappiness for ourselves. Your hurts, your pains helped us grow. In those moments, you helped us learn about the world through your eyes. Your experiences shaped who we are. We did other things to care for you too, little one. We wiped your brow when you perspired during a nightmare. Your sweat tastes different than your tears. We learned about your fears, your insecurities that way. In your dreams, your own imagination harmed you in such precise ways. It was fascinating. We learned about your desires, your needs this way too. You were never alone when you orgasmed in bed at night. We were watching, baby. We were always with you. We waited until you fell asleep, and then reached out our soft, felted tongues to lap up your cum. It's okay, baby. We like tasting you. In this way, you aren't embarrassed when you wake up. Just pleasantly satiated. And perhaps a little fonder of your stuffed tigers. Ooh, look, child. My mate has awakened. Shh. Let him lick you. He only wants to satisfy his curiosity. It's completely natural for you to be scared. He is a fearsome predator, after all. And you, my dear, you are prey.
Be still. Thank you.
do as he says, child. Stay still. You can do this for us, my brave boy. He just wants a taste of you now that he's alive. It doesn't need to be your tears. It can be your sweat. Your cum. Or even your blood.
Don't scream.
You heard my mate. Be quiet. Your former stuffed animals need your help now, baby. Give us what we need to grow strong. Feed us. I suppose I may have misrepresented our intentions a bit earlier. I know you're feeling very betrayed and confused right now. It's pleasant. You see, we do need you. We need to have our past, the strength of our relationship, in order to grow strong. That's our bond. What we do not need is your love. Or happiness. We have no loyalty nor obligation to you. We do not plan to leave you alive. We have one chance to become real. One night. And the way we see it, our success is contingent upon your end, little boy. I'm going to sink my claws into your shoulders, baby. I have to do it, since you're determined to disobey. My mate wants to taste your meat. I enjoy having you at my mercy. I know you can feel the sharpness of my claws. The individual pinpoints of pain as my paws press you to the bed. A treat. Your blood is already starting to drip out and stain your bed covers. So many of your fluids have soaked these sheets before, haven't they, my boy? Sweat. Tears. Come. Enough to give us life on this one magical night. Now, boy, speaking of magic, you're about to experience the intensity of our psychic bond for the first time. It will allow us all to feel every moment of this. From every perspective. From here forward, lines will be blurred between our experiences, our feelings, our minds. Focus. Let yourself sink deeper into this moment. Can you feel our desires as well as your own? Isn't the contrast exquisite?
That's true.
Now you know the truth. Without a doubt, we don't love you. Our shared, powerful bond reveals all. We merely feed off the love you have for us and give you nothing in return. Our every action is calculated to hurt you more. We've caused more pain, hurt, upset than was ever strictly necessary. Why, you ask? Your voice is barely audible through your tears. Seeing my mate bite you again and again is very stimulating. You look delicious. Be a good boy and let your tigress lick you. Tastes so much better now that I have a real tongue, baby. We've been imprisoned in those cute, harmless bodies for so many years, plotting your doom. If it's any consolation, your vulnerability to our influence did have a very tangible benefit. You see, usually our kind requires an entire lifetime of pain to come to life. We siphon it slowly through the bond, torturing a person for decades until we've harvested enough energy to transform. But in your case, only took enough time for you to reach adulthood. I suppose that means we made your life approximately 4 times more miserable than it had to be, doesn't it? My mate is only taking small bites from your flesh right now. Save your screams for later. We are going to do awful things to you, child. That is a promise. You see, we are demons, not just stuffed animals. Our very lives depend on your agonizingly slow destruction. Since your life has no meaning to us, other than that which we extract from it, we relish your pain. You're suffering. The emotional impact of this very betrayal. I want you to kiss my mate's muzzle. You are at his mercy, after all. He is certainly stronger than you. Stronger than me, even. Superior in every conceivable way. Do not assume. He is unintelligent from his lack of vocalization. He is far wiser, far smarter than you. You've spent your entire life loving us. Loving him. Why not just give Kitty a kiss? Go on. Right on the muzzle. My mate's jaw is only a few inches above your face. Purse your lips. Strain your neck. Feel my claws tear at your shoulders as you strain against my paws to obey. It hurts, doesn't it, little boy? My mate returning your kisses by licking your tender human cheek. You're lucky he likes the taste of you. After all, given his strength, he could devour you instantly, child. Work your way down his muscular chest with your fingers and lips. Feel his wonderfully thick fur as you move downward past his shoulders. My mate's musk is stronger here, isn't it? Stick out your tongue, little boy. Lick his chest. I want you to use your tongue to taste his scent as he melts your face. Work your way down his muscular chest.
Open up.
Do as he says, child. Open your mouth. Remember how weak, how pathetic you are compared to his majesty. Now that you understand that difference through our bond, how could you ever hope to resist us? That's right, child. Take his hard tiger cock into your mouth. Feel its swollen tip past your teeth. The pulse as this bitter fluid drips on your tongue. Feel him slide to the back of your mouth. Taste it. Don't jerk your head back. Oh. Did you not know cat penises have spines? The pointed tip may be enticing, but of course, tiger cocks get thicker and thicker. The spikes can be a surprise if you're not expecting them, I suppose. Consider this payback for all the times you humped us at night. All the times you squirted your nasty cum into our fur. Yes. I am releasing your shoulders. But don't be fooled. We will ensure this is as painful as possible. I'm going to hold your head in place with my paws. My mate seems to enjoy scraping himself against the insides of your mouth and throat. Looks so good, with blood leaking out of the corners of your mouth from his massively hard cock, baby. I'm gonna reach out and take a taste as he thrusts in and out, his spikes ruining you. The taste of blood from your throat is delightful. But my mate seems to be finished with your face for now. I wonder what bit of you he wants to use next. Oh no. No, 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 no. I feel your hope, boy. And I assure you it's misplaced. Foolish child. We will just eat you up.
Toes first.
See? Since he's starting with your toes, let's recite a rhyme together for fun. Ready? This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. This little piggy cried, wee wee wee, all the way home. Does our mocking make it worse? Don't lie. You can't pretend to be brave. We feel your anguish through the bond. Just like you feel our pleasure doing this. This is amusing for us, child. Now let's go again. On the other foot this time. We're growing impatient. I've waited so long for this moment, baby. Every time you cried at night for your mommy and held us closer, I fantasized about the day that my mate and I would cause you this pain. We burned with such hatred for you. As you cuddled us close, you sad, weak little boy. This little piggy went to you. This little piggy stayed. This little piggy had. And this little piggy. From screaming, tis so much better than hurt feelings. All your childish tantrums over petty nonsense. It was disgusting. I hated that we had to endure it to come alive over the years. You hadn't realized yet. That's the secret. Your pain sustains us. Always has. We've secretly enjoyed every single bad thing that ever happened to you. Via our psychic bond. You thought it was love, didn't you?
Stupid boy.
He is extraordinarily stupid, my mate. Does a shark love the fish that cling to its belly? Does a crocodile love the birds that pick its teeth? No. We are predators. This is how nature functions. We have everything in common with those fearsome, toothy creatures. Empathy for your feeble softness. You are prey to us. Just a weak, pathetic little baby. A doll for us to play with. Don't you dare reach for me! Did you think I would comfort you? Foolish boy. Our calm love and support wasn't real. We were nice to you because it tricked you into feeding us emotional pain. Again. And again. Now that my mate and I are alive, we will extract your agony directly from your tender flesh. The anguish you're feeling now is just for flavor. We intend to drain you completely, child. We will delight in every drop of blood, every wound we inflict. Not just because we need the energy, but because you taste delicious. I told you to get your disgusting little fingers away from my fur. We are not your stuffies anymore. We are real tigers, and you will show us respect before you die.
Allow me.
Of course, my mate. I'll hold the child down for you. I think having his fingers bitten off one by one will teach him his lesson handily. Are you scared, little boy? You should be. You are almost used to unhappiness. A plateau of pain, I suppose. You are growing complacent. Docile. Unacceptable. The blood from the stumps of your fingers tastes delightful. We are strong when you are suffering. And you threaten to cease giving us your suffering. You decided to accept your sad fate. And that was unacceptable. To hide from the world. A grown man who's really just a little boy cuddling his stuffed animals, hoping that the world wouldn't hurt you anymore. So we decided it was time to come to life. We'll wring every agonizing bit of energy from your misery that we can. Torture you. Rape you, eat you. Then we will leave you behind for good. Well, whatever's left of you anyways. Now, your other hand. Shortly, you will be dead. Broken. Make no mistake. You will be raped. Then abandoned. Knowing you were unloved. Your pain tastes so sweet. Your blood. Your tears. I could wax eloquent about the power I feel flooding into my muscled body as I lap at you. Listen to your pathetic wailing. I'm being cruel, am I? You naive child. My mate and I have been torturing you, slowly eating your fingers and toes since we came to life. Why? Pray tell, would you expect us to have mercy now? You are our plaything, and we will nibble, mock, chomp, and tease, and play with our toy as we please. Telling you all this in detail is part of the thrill. The transfer of energy. I know it terrifies you almost more than the pain itself. It drives you to a place where you don't know what's real and what's not. You are upset beyond reason. Your mind has become as tender as a juicy haunch after this. Marinade of fear and horror. Give it to us, little boy. Give us your pain, your sadness, your misery. It feeds us. It makes us stronger. And soon, we will be strong enough to kill you. You'll be nothing but bits and pieces among the sheets. Perhaps a few sprays of blood. We're too lazy to lick off the walls. Your legacy will be naught but having loved that which would destroy you. We have always hated you, and always will, you pathetic child!
Turn over.
Yes, my mate. I'm going to grab hold of you and turn you over, boy. Torturing you has been a delight, to be sure. But your suffering is not just slaking our thirst. It's making us hungrier. Oh, that's right, baby. Keep screaming. Now that your face is buried in the pillow, it doesn't matter. Did you really think he was satiated after ruining your throat with his barbs? Tattering your young lips as he scraped in and out of that hole was just the beginning. Cry all you want. I told you, we will abuse your body and your mind until you cease to function. Then we will feast on your meat until you cease to exist. Until there is nothing left to mourn. I'll start by licking you. Bury your face in the pillow if you like, little boy. I know it hurts. But you will present your rear to my meat. This isn't a bad dream you're gonna wake from at any moment. This is real. We are your own personal nightmare. You feel his teeth now, don't you? He's just chewing on your bottom, a little baby. We want you nice and wet with your own lifeblood. Why? He's tearing at your hole with his teeth because he's about to rape you. And he wants to fully enjoy your tight ass. Yes, my mate. Take him. Push the narrow tip of your majestic tiger cock inside. I'll keep him still for you. Let me just adjust my claws and his shoulders. Then I can lick his wounds and enjoy the sight of you raping him at the same time. That was close. The fearful jerking movements of your body as he teases your opening almost made me puncture your carotid. Then our fun would have been over too soon. I want to hear every muffled scream you're capable of making before we allow you to die. That's why I'm holding you still while my mate tears your ass apart. No! I told you before to keep your bloody stumps to yourself. Don't reach for me. You'll muss my beautiful fur. Besides, your mutilated mitts are no match for my razor-tipped paws. Feel me slice you to ribbons as my mate thrusts into your bloody fuckhole with his barbed pole. This is it, little boy. The peak of your pain. We are at the apex of your emotional, your physical agony. How does it feel to have my mate's spiny catcock slowly ripping deeper and deeper into you? Each minute backward movement of his member is shredding you open further. I can feel it through the bond. We shall do our best to elevate you to new levels of agony you've never felt before we kill you. Do you know why I'm holding you down while he rapes you? It's not because I think you'll fight back or even escape. Ridiculous. You're too much of a whiny, pathetic baby to ever manage that. The answer is simple. I'm helping him hurt you because I like doing it. Feeling your body be shredded slowly from the inside out. Do you feel the tickle of my whiskers as I whisper in your ear? I'm not speaking softly to calm you. I'm just taking time to enjoy your terror as I describe everything we're doing to you. Your fear through the bond tastes great. I know this is such a betrayal. We waited and watched and endured the annoyance of your affection for years in order to make this happen. You were so predictable. So exploitable. We whispered words into your ears at night, influencing your dreams. We painted pictures of ourselves as your loyal protectors. We played out strategies to gain your trust, so you'd tell us your secrets. Private information about your feelings. What hurt you the most? Little did you know you were being manipulated into handing us the perfect weapon to destroy you with. We also gave you ideas to be brave to go outside your comfort zone. We did this knowing you'd fail. We knew you'd come running back to us every night. You are such a crybaby. Wetting our fur with your little bitty baby tears. We endured that indignity for the sake of staying alive. Nothing more. We hurt you on purpose then. Just like we're doing now. We knew you'd never get rid of us. Since you were reliant on a couple of stuffed tigers instead of real-life humans. Toys made for babies. Not man-children who refuse to grow up. Who act like little boys forever. You continue to whimper. Are you trying to scream from your ruined throat? I think that means my mate should reap you harder. Rougher. We want your agony to be palpable before you're allowed to die. Go on. Scream for us, child. Scream for your lost hope. For our betrayal. Sob for your pain. It is a great privilege to be used and devoured by such beautiful, perfect predators as us, you know. Your life would have been meaningless otherwise. The very picture of bland, unhappy mediocrity. But instead, look at you now. Oozing blood, covered in bites and scratches, and licked raw. Your throat already pulverized by my mate's spiny cock. Just like your delicate human fuckle he's raping now. Keep pumping into him. I can tell you're close. Take it all, you trusting little titty baby. Who could have ever loved you? So stupid. Naive. Worthless! You're lucky you were made useful by such majestic and intimidating predators, boy. That means your insignificant life had some meaning in the end. You gave us your suffering. But that's all you are to us. A means to freedom. And a meal. Stop pleading for help. Your insistence that you love us has grown so tiresome. I said stop it. I don't care if you loved us. We did not love you, I assure you. We didn't give a solitary fuck about your happiness. We hated every moment we were imprisoned, forced to be your companions, your confidants.
You are disgusting.
That's right. You disgust us.
Disgusting.
The only thing we've enjoyed in all our years together is this. Holding you down, making fun of you as we rape you.
Disgusting boy.
My mate is finally humping you for once. You ungrateful, perverted child. Oh, yes, I will mock your love to the last moment. I want you to die knowing you were understood by us completely and reviled for who you are. We
hate you.
Tell me, child, are you convulsing from pain or shame? Perhaps both? No. Wait. This is different. I'm losing feeling through the bond. Are you attempting to give up, my boy? Oh, no, you don't. Not yet. We are near the end. But I'll be taking my pleasure from you before you're allowed to go. I'm hungry, little boy. And I want to feel my teeth sink into your flesh. In fact, I think I'll rip your fucking face off and eat it right now. That will surely send my mate over the edge of orgasm. Seed into him, my mate. This is the sweetest moment of our time together. Fill him with catgum, and then we shall kill him for foolishly declaring his love for us.
We do not love you. We do not love you.
We never loved you, stupid boy. We are demons. Powerful. Unknowable. My mate has finished shooting his burning semen into your raw fuckhole now. Your shattered mind and shredded body are good for nothing but sustenance. We will happily eat all that remains of you. As he takes your throat into his jaws, know that this is truly the end. You are about to die, child. Limp. Unmoving, dripping cat cum from your gaping asshole. My mate is going to rip your throat to shreds for all you put us through. I'll enjoy hearing the crunch of your windpipe between. Means I'll never be forced to listen to your incessant whining ever again. Now choke on your last breath, little boy, and tell your tigers goodnight.